This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The BMW Shorties is Malaysia's longest-running short film competition and is now into its 12th year. The competition offers up-and-coming filmmakers a platform to showcase their works, and the winner will be awarded a production grant worth 80,000 ringgit. The winners will be announced at the BMW Shorties Film Festival that's happening on the 15th of December at Tiffin Food Court in Petaling Jaya. Joining me today are three of the filmmakers who made it to the finals: Anand Subramaniam, Arif Zulkarnain, and Mohammad Hairul Anwar Mohammad Jusuf. How are you guys today?
We're good.
I'm good.
So it must be very exciting, right, to be finalists for the BMW Shorties. It's one of the longest running short film competitions in Malaysia. What do you guys feel like?
If it's good, being in the final with the finalists, the rest of the finalists.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we get to meet all these other filmmakers from around Malaysia, and so you never really get this chance usually. So this time it's kind of cool.
So what actually prompted the three of you to want to enter your film into this competition?
Well, for me, I wanted exposure because you can make all these films, but someone has to watch it, and so BMW Shorties is like a great platform for you to get people to come and watch your film. Mm-hmm. So that is the main reason why I joined.
I agree with Anand, because the thing is, I think BMW Shorties is a great platform for the new talents and filmmakers to showcase their ideas, to tell their stories, and for the talent itself to show that they can act.
For me personally, I'm doing this as a creative exercise for me, because this is for the first time I'm doing very subtle comedy. Because before this, all my work, the comedy need to be based on dialogue, based on the action. But right now, this one, I want to explore the situation itself, making the comedy. Yeah. Mm. I want to explore the subtle. Because usually when a comedy need to be overacting, but this one, I just go very subtle, very tasteful. Yeah.
I think one of the interesting things about this particular competition is that the theme is very general, right?
Yeah.
You're given this theme, which is drive. You're allowed to interpret it however you want. So what did each of you do in terms of, like, when you heard that theme, how did that connect to the story that you ultimately ended up telling with your films?
When I saw the theme drive, what I realized was, I think being driven is the most default of human nature. And we are all driven. That's the only reason we get up every day and do what we do again and again and again. So I sort of wanted to translate that, because I could connect with that. And then I wanted to translate that into visually. And so I created these characters who have all these disadvantages and then somehow move on every day, sort of, you know, because she's driven.
Your story is about a young swimmer.
Yes, who's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so how she handles, because she's a not any swimmer, she's a great swimmer, but she finds it hard to handle herself in a very everyday life, sort of. So, but she's perfect inside the pool.
Mm. And Hairul, you mentioned earlier that yours is more like it's humorous.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with the theme of drive?
Actually, since last year, I always look forward for BMW Shorties. But this year, I'm pushing myself to join this. When I discovered the drive as a team, suddenly it's like a TV happening, showing a story about this guy trying to steal this handbag. And then from that, that's how I come up with this.
Yeah. Your premise is actually quite simple, right?
Yeah.
It's the story of a man trying to figure out how to steal a handbag from someone that he meets.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just essentially what the whole story is about.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of comedy that comes from that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And Arif, what about yourself?
For me, because my short film is actually not for BMW. Not to say that I designed that not for the BMW initiative itself. Because early this year, I come out, I think about, I've been in the industry like 10 years. And I think my last short film for another company like 7 years ago. So I have the story itself already by that time. But it's like the story somehow with the team relate, which is drive. Mm. But my story is literally driving the car.
Yeah.
But I need to inject what's drive from that the team related with my story. So for me, I'm telling about fathers and son punya fathers and son bonding. Driven actually is about ourselves, like Anand said just now, because the small thing that happens in life actually shape us to become who we are, right? So I think that's drive from my interpretation, because anyway, bad influencer, good influencer, or anything, just to drive us to become who we are.
Mm. And the story itself is actually basically a conversation that happens between a father and a son while they are on a car
journey to the city. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of your own experiences with filmmaking, how long have you guys been filmmakers? You know, how did you come about into wanting to become filmmakers?
Well, I've been a filmmaker for, let's say, about 5 years. But because filmmaking is, it's not a thing that you can do. It's sort of like a journey.
Yeah.
You don't get to start off as a filmmaker. You just sort of just jump into it.
Let's drive.
And then and then you sort of just grow. And then suddenly one day people tell you that you're a filmmaker. And then you're like, yeah, there you go. Got it. I grew up with parents who watch a lot of movies. So watching movies were like a big part of my life. So that sort of, it was an everyday thing for me. So naturally, filmmaking was, seemed like the right decision to make.
I've been in this industry 10 years. But before this, I studied in civil engineering, which is like totally separated from this line. So after I graduated from civil engineering course, I jobless basically. So I saw like a bunch of people filming by the beach. And then I asked them, hey, you need a extra crews? And then maybe I can join you guys. And then starting from that, as a department, I developed, and I saw an assistant director. I like how he works, and then I think, oh, maybe I want to be assistant director as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do assistant director, then I observe the director and I say that maybe I want to do the director as well. But that one through process, like Anand said, mm-hmm. that one is through process. And to be honest, my father is in Air Force, so always outstation. And what he do is he actually ran a lot of videotape, VHS tape that time, right? And put at the house. So when I coming back from school, I watch. And then after he coming back, he said, "You watch Lion King?" Yeah. okay, Lion King actually telling about this story. This is antagonist, this is protagonist. So from there, I
it's wow.
quite interesting to me.
Mm.
But he doesn't realize that what he do.
Mm-hmm.
What he did, he never realized that he the one that sparked my interest.
And what about you, Cairo?
I think it's one of the reasons I become filmmakers. When I watch a Yasmin Ahmad commercial, the boat,
mm-hmm.
about a Malay guy making a boat. Because of that commercial, it feel like it slapped my face. Because I don't want to be that kind of Malay. Yeah. Mm. And then I go to Aswara, I study filmmaking, and then I join advertising. Now I redefine myself because I don't want to people know me as a filmmaker or anything. I just want people know me as a creator, because when I say I'm a creator, I can do anything in any discipline, because I know if you have a creativity, you don't limit in one discipline, because I know I can do so many things.
I'm speaking to Anand Subramaniam, Arif Zulkarnain, and Mohammad Hairul Anwar Mohammad Jusso, who are three of the finalists for this year's BMW Shorties Short Film Competition. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Anand Subramaniam, Arif Zulkarnain, and Mohammad Hairul Anwar Mohammad Jusso, who are three of the finalists for this year's BMW Shorties Short Film Competition. I find it very interesting how each of you have these stories of having watched a film or having grown up with films or mm-hmm. having been inspired by watching someone else's work to end up where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of these key inspirations or figures or even works that have shaped the kind of filmmaker or the kind of creator that you have become?
As a creative person, I'm more close with advertising industry. A lot of people in the advertising industry who they are very creative. And then every brief made me thinking about a new way to tell the story. Because usually when we come up with new insight, it's hard for us to create that thing. Mm. Yeah, but if we manage to come up the new storyline, fresh storyline, that that's a success for me. And then all my boss will inspire me, because all my work, if I look back, all my work before is very cliche, it's very lame. Yeah, when I work in advertising, it's developed my taste in storytelling, because this kind of storytelling, people already did. How we angle this from other point of view. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, Anand?
Mine has been purely cinema. Especially, I remember watching Lord of the Rings when I was 11, which literally blew my mind,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know people can do such a thing. I didn't think it was even possible, and I didn't even know it was supposed to be a sequel. So it was just like the whole experience of it. And then I remember watching all three and going back home thinking, how can I do that? And so that movie has been my sort of the inception for me to get into this. But then over time, you sort of find different filmmakers like Liam Ramsey and the Coen brothers, and you get inspired by it in different ways. Like what he was saying, the camera angles and all that. Then you realize that there's more to do, and then at a point you grow up, and then at a point you realize that film is an art. So it's up to you to sort of do your own thing. And yeah.
And Arif, who are some of your inspirations?
for Lelaki and Rindui, of course, my father,
mm-hmm.
because I'm telling the story from my honest mm-hmm. instinct and personal story.
Mm-hmm.
But to be in general, actually, I define myself as a old souls kind of thing, because I watch a lot of Sergio Leone movies like Once Upon a Time in New York, Coppola, all the Godfellas, all the trilogy, crime drama. So when I was in film school as well, my final project also in that kind of genre as well. But after you graduate, then you sort of learning that, oh, there's a lot of genre you need to tackle, actually. You need to understand the concept and everything. So for me, the inspiration is actually coming from all the creative people in the industry.
Mm.
Because I'm not that kind of person that, oh, if I like Martin Scorsese, then I just love Martin Scorsese works. I watch a lot of directors' piece, and then I say that, okay, why not? I take a chunk from there. So basically, basically, the inspiration is actually coming from our ambience, our surrounding.
Mm.
When we see small things, people in the on the street. That's the inspiration for me.
This is actually a common, I think, experience for many creatives in Malaysia, where a lot of the inspiration, a lot of the starting point for us tends to be from outside, from Hollywood, from Europe, from America. But one thing that I do like about the three of your works is that they feel very local, and they feel very Malaysian. So how do you, as creatives, as filmmakers, translate those experiences? How do you make something that is Malaysian?
Okay, for me, I have a small, it's like a creative society. Because our mission is, we want to make something that everything is look Malaysia, everything represents Malaysia. Because how come Wes Anderson, Amy Winehouse can come out their own thing? We cannot do that. Because we have same brain like them. So for my short film, I don't do color correction. Because I want to celebrate the Malaysian temperature. That's how it look, supposed to look. Yeah. And then from this handbag is one of reference for younger generation to how to treat Malaysian, to appreciate Malaysian, to celebrate the culture, to celebrate the ambient, to celebrate the temperature, everything. We don't need to be other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people in outside, they appreciate us not because of we copy them. They appreciate us because of we be ourselves.
Yeah, I think that covers about it. especially the story, you know. If you're making a Malaysian movie, it has to be a Malaysian story. So it has to be rooted in our culture, our way of life. And what people tend to forget is, you make a Malaysian movie, but for an outsider, it's something new. And that's what everyone wants to see. Everyone wants to see something new. And in Malaysia, there's so much story that's not been told yet. It's just waiting to come up and show us all.
Have you ever seen that jokes on Facebook like American mother, I'm going out, okay. And then turn to be Asian mother, You're going what, with who? What
yeah, time yeah. coming Where back? Are you going? What time are you coming back? Yeah.
That's us. That's Asia mentality. That's Asia, what is it? Attitude or habit or something.
Right.
So it's referred to lelaki yang rindui. We have a father that very annoying, but he's very bad actually. Yeah. He do a lot of things. He's smoking. He flirt around. But at the time, at the same time, he preach his son not to do that. Don't smoke. Don't go. Don't look at the girls. But he do that. He did that. Mm. So, yeah.
So have you guys watched each other's films?
Yeah.
I watch Colorless and I watch Him Back.
So when you've watched the other films that you've been shortlisted with, do you kind of view your own work differently?
Yeah, sometimes. Usually when you, like what I do is when I watch these guys work, the main thing I was looking at is because we are all doing in a budget and we see how they solve problems in that sort of small crew with small amount of money, how they sort of put it together. So that's what I look for. So if that's a special shot, my mind just goes, how did they do that?
Right. You know,
so that's what I look for.
Yeah. For me, I feel jealous with two of them. Because my coming project is about drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not used with drama. I love to watch a drama film. But for me to create a drama, because I really, for how this two short film, example for Arif, the bonding with the father, I try to figure out how he do that. And then his story about the daughter and the father, right? So make me think, all the character got dementia. Yeah, I'm trying to start to figure out all these things, the formula, and then especially his work is more to got. It's like a France movement, a poetic realism. I'm so jealous. How come this person can do this? Yeah, this is what I'm trying to figure out how they do this. Yeah, and then. Can be a formula for me to do my next project.
And why is it important for platforms like these, for competitions like BMW Shorties, particularly for, I suppose, up and coming filmmakers like yourselves?
Exposure, really. That's what everyone's looking for, right?
Yeah.
We want people to know who we are and watch our films. Mm. And it's very hard because internet is just a wide place where there's just so much garbage in there, and to pick something and to watch it's very hard. So places like BMW Shorties, they sort of bring it all together, they cut down and sort of
because if you see I don't want to condemn or anything, but we see the viral on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or any platform for media social, right? You see, right now, anyone can direct, anyone can be a talent, anyone can do stuff like production. But how solid it is, the conceptual, are they going to look cheap or anything? But I like to mention the one that Anwar mentioned just now about our three of us film look different, right? That's because of the conceptual and the backstory or background of what they want to tackle, actually. That's the thing, the issues. Like Anand's tackle, what Anand do is very, I think it's very good for me to highlight on the people with disabled things and with life, and try to overcome out of norm what she cannot do, but she try.
For me, it is a great platform because I think, I don't know, maybe right, maybe wrong. Maybe because I don't have enough exposure what happening in the industry. BMW Shorties is a great platform to celebrate the real creativity. Because right now, everyone has camera, everyone can shoot something. But most of that is underestimate people. Because all their content is talking about religion, talking about this, talking about, and underestimate people. I think that's not the role how you use your creativity. You abuse your power. And then you separate this kind of mentality to people, and then you make people think the way you think. It's not supposed to be like that. You as a creative people, you need to stay in the middle. It's an open discussion.
Mm.
So do you think that, one of the reasons that this year we've seen a lot of activity and a lot of response to the fact that, we had this historic election, people are hoping for things to change. Mm. Does that, did that frame some of your ideas? Because I think they announced the competition shortly after the election results. Did it change the way you approach your projects? Did it give you new ideas?
I understand what you're trying to say, that the freedom of speech to be creative,
yeah.
But right now, until now, even though we have bigger changes in our government, but the limitation is still there. We don't see any rules or any resolution coming from them.
Mm.
So we don't know. Let's say in the BNW website also state no profanity, no knee, no this one. But sometimes this is the element that can make the story interested.
Mm.
Right, interesting, sorry.
Yeah. It is a little early, actually, isn't it?
But I hope gradually we can go to that direction.
Is it challenging to be a filmmaker, someone who wants to tell stories? Is it challenging to operate in a space like Malaysia, not just because of political restrictions, but even in terms of culture? And, you know, we're such a diverse sort of place with different values, different belief systems. How does that change or shape the kind of work that you can or cannot do?
I think the internet itself is allowed us to do that. For me personally, because for the previous government, the current government doesn't impact me at all, because I already did that before, the provocative work before. And then for me, when you're doing the provocative work, my animation is called Power.
Yeah.
Even though you provoke people, but you need to stay in the middle, that you know where your limit. Yeah, and then if it goes viral, people like it, and then some people debate about that. For me, that's how you as a creative people do that.
Mm.
Yeah, just go. Yeah, because you have an internet platform right now. Yeah.
So you're saying that the internet has created platforms where people can access what they choose to access.
Yeah.
And Arif?
I think for me, I don't see any. Not to say maybe we have minor problem in terms of multicultural and everything, but actually our society, we don't have any problem yet anymore. We don't have any problem, to be honest, because the problem is when people spark the issues.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, the concept of divide and rule still exists, so we need to be unity. We need to look people from others genders or other races, or you know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? It depend on us.
Well, I basically don't care, because as a filmmaker, you can't take all these things into consideration, because being a filmmaker, being an artist, is being truthful to yourself. It's what you want to make. Mm. So, and once you make it, and then that's it. You let it go, and if people want to debate about it, go right ahead.
Mm.
And but you shouldn't say anything, because your films or your art, your music should say everything that you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's also a very healthy platform, you know, getting into art to express yourself rather than just going into internet and just blabbering yourself.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the, you know, cool things, especially for you guys, is the fact that BMW Shorties is usually judged by, you know, a panel of judges who are very established in their field. I think this year we have Lina Tan, who's been one of their judges for a long time, Isa Zali Mohamed Isa, Nadira Ilana, Tan Choi Moy, and Kwek Xio Chuan, who's also an alumni of the BMW Shorties. What's it like knowing that these guys are watching your films and giving, you know, assessing them, basically?
Yeah, I feel proud. Yeah, because for the first time, they see my work.
Yeah.
I know they see my work. They spent their focus at that time and analyze everything that I did. I want them to know who I am.
Mm.
Yeah. That's good. It's good, because when these people recognize you and then they put you in top 10, it's good. Yeah. Which means you did something good for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know. It'll be interesting to see how, because some of them have made films for BMW as well. So it'll be interesting to see their point of view and how they sort of judge us. It'll be fun.
But the thing is, like we mentioned just now, is about networking. No, networking.
Yeah, it's always about networking.
The future, who knows, right?
Yeah.
It's like establishing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So being the top 10 list is about being established.
And they're going to be announced this weekend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saturday.
Well, good luck to all of you.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking to filmmakers Anand Subramaniam, Arif Zulkarnain, and Mohamed Hairul Anwar Mohamed Jusso. They are three of six finalists for this year's BMW Shorties Short Film Competition. The winners will be announced at the BMW Shorties Film Festival, happening on the 15th of December at Tiffin Food Court in Pataling Jaya. To watch the films and for more information, visit bmwshorties.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.